Okay, you ready for this one? This is about numbers.
Well, first of all, this is the Jesse Ask Ty segment. So thanks for joining us on our short little weekend segment. Jesse asked me a question.
She gives
me the topic now, so I can at least bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very little value for everybody. So it's just us talking about opinions.
No, but this is the most random things I think about throughout the day that I get to ask you because we're on the podcast.
You say people like it and people, they tend to like it. I hate it.
I know. And that's probably why everybody likes it.
Probably.
So much.
Because I'm all grouchy. But what's the topic today?
Okay. So two questions, and I'm going to tell you them both so you can think about it. So is there a number that you consider unlucky, and is there a number that you consider lucky?
Yeah, and because the title is lucky number 13, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say 13 is lucky.
It is. Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, for those of you who don't know, I'm a connoisseur of fancy, fantastic sneaker shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And I have Onitsuka Tigers.
Yeah.
And in the Japanese culture, 13 is a lucky number.
It is.
That's why they have the 13th floor on Japanese hotels.
Uh-huh.
In Chinese, it's a lucky number. It actually means, what does it mean in Chinese? It means something like assured growth in Chinese.
Yeah, it's like...
I can't find it. Whatever it is. Taylor Swift likes the number 13. It's lucky.
Wait, how do you know that?
It's lucky in India because the Google says it. Yeah, so
The T-Swift likes 13. We've talked about Taylor Swift a lot.
Who doesn't these days? She's everywhere. But 13 is often unlucky, right?
Yeah.
We think of it as Americans as an unlucky 13th. Friday the 13th.
I have facts on
and
this.
You got that one. But my least favorite number is 12.
What?
Because everybody thinks it's perfect. Scientists, engineers, 12. Mm-hmm. They think 12 is the perfect number because of all this math stuff. It's not even close. You're going to go math stuff, 10. Logarithms, let's go base 10. Everybody's saying this base 12? No way. No way. It's too confusing. So 12 thinks it's all good, thinks it's all hot stuff. And that's why they say 13 is such a bad number because 12,
it's off,
12 calendars, 12 hour synchronicity in our clocks, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
No. No. 12, you're not all you're cracked up to be. 13, because it's a little bit unique. That's why. Anyway.
So those are your two numbers?
Those are my two numbers. So 13 is good. 12 is bad.
Interesting.
What about you?
Well, so I was thinking about this. I don't have a particular number that I think is bad necessarily, but my numbers that I like are 23 and 423.
Why those numbers?
Well, so 20.
Well, those are your birthdays.
That's my birthday. But guess what? It's also an angel number.
Whoa, an angel number.
Yeah. So if you.
Are the angels numbered? You're angel number one. You're Gabriel.
No,
Gabriel, you're number one.
I don't.
No?
I don't know, but the internet says it's an angel number.
Okay.
Do you want to know why we think of 13 as an unlucky number?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so the reason why 13 is unlucky, or not the reason, but the places in which we think it's unlucky is the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So Western company or
Western
companies.
Culture.
Yeah, or compies.
Yeah, countries. Compies.
Whatever those are.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so in Norse mythology, Loki was the 13th guest to a feast in which he attempted to kill Baldur.
Oh, so in lore,
mm-hmm.
Loki was 13th guest, so now 13 is an unlucky number.
Yeah. And do you remember Judas?
The one who backstabbed Christ?
Yeah, the apostle that betrayed Jesus.
Uh-huh, I do.
Yeah. So he was the 13th guest at the Last Supper.
What? Mm-hmm. Get out of town, even though they were in like the Middle East.
Yeah.
And they were kind of an Eastern culture.
Mm-hmm.
But we adopted
but that's
the
how
stories.
We, yep,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
So what's interesting is that the unlucky number 13 does have influence on our culture. So
yeah, Friday the 13th is one of the worst trading days in the stock market every year.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
What? Why would that be?
Because it's unlucky 13.
It's not. But guess what?
Yep.
So NASA stopped sequencing numbers of space missions after Apollo 13.
Oh, because of Tom Hanks.
Because of Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
No. So they stopped doing that. So they will never get to 13 again.
So they do 12 and then they come up with a new name.
And then they come up with a new mission sequence.
Okay.
Many plane numbers skip 13. So you know how planes have call numbers?
Uh-huh.
They avoid 13.
Okay.
Especially if you're in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom. And then flight names. So there was actually there was a company, and now I cannot remember it, but they have a B in their name, and they had a big B, but then they separated the, it looks like a 13.
Right.
They separated those two sequences, and they had a rash of issues with those planes.
Whoa.
And so they put it together, and it stopped having that issue.
The B, is it Boeing? Because they still have a rash of issues.
I don't think it was Boeing. It was an Australian company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But what's really funny is that numbers, yes, okay, maybe you think that a certain number is a bad number, but humans are self-fulfilling prophecy machines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we see something and we have a belief about something, then we set into sequence certain micro decisions that lead to the outcome we think is going to happen.
And if you want the episode Secrets.
Secrets.
Manifesting.
Manifesting. That's what it was. Because the law of attraction.
This. Yep. Manifesting. Yeah, so if you want information on that one, listen that's to that episode.
So because of the micro decisions that we all make, if we believe that 13 is a bad number or whatever it is, then we're going to have, maybe we're on the 13th floor of a hotel, which doesn't exist, quote unquote, even though if you're on the 14th floor, you're on the 13th floor.
I know. I don't understand why people think that just because you don't name it 13.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, but if you were on the 13th floor, you believe 13 is bad, you're more likely to rate hotels worse if you're on the 13th floor or have bad experiences because we believe that that's what's happening. And so we move forward with that decision. So like with the 423 of my birthday, because I think that number is so fantastic, on the 23rd of every month is a good month or good day for me because I believe it'll be so.
There you go. That's the unlucky number 13.
Okay. Or the lucky 13.
Or the lucky 13. I got some stats for you.
Ooh, give me
you
some ready? Stats.
10% of the U.S. population has a fear of the number 13. 10%. Oh. That's probably more than spiders or snakes or scary goblins. That's
goblins
a lot of people.
Scary.
That's 40 million people are scared of the number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Friday the 13th results in financial losses in excess of $800 million annually.
What?
Yep. People avoid marrying and traveling on the 13th, on Friday the 13th. And even the code of Hammurabi.
What? Like this is a household
Hammurabi?
Name?
Hammurabi. Hammurabi.
Okay.
The eye for an eye.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He reportedly omitted the 13th law from his list of legal rules.
Oh.
He didn't like the number 13 either. He was probably a number 12 guy. just like NASA. Everything's number 12. No mm-hmm. more 13. But anyway, yeah. More than 80% of high-rise buildings in the United States do not have a 13th floor.
Yeah. American culture specifically is very scared of the number 13.
Yep. So anyway, there you go.
That's crazy.
Yep. And then the T-Swift stuff. She loves 13.
So why would that be? Are you just going with the opposite of the flow? Like you just want things to be different?
I don't know.
13's the jam?
Maybe she doesn't know either.
Maybe she doesn't know either.
She just likes all that divine.
Does it just
assurance.
Say she likes the number 13? Does she go into why?
Yeah,
or
it says
does she do...
it's her lucky number.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe she's connected to the angels.
What? That's not the number, though.
What's the angel number? 423 is the angel number.
Yeah.
Because there's 423 angels.
Exactly.
There's not 423 angels.
I don't know why.
There's probably millions of angels. You don't even know.
Good point. Good point.
All right. Well, there you go. Is that all we got for Jesse S. Ty?
That's all we got.
You got the lucky numbers. Let's real quick tell everybody to come find our stuff.
Oh, yes. So our website is
themorningstruggle.podbean.com.
Yes. And if you want to email me and get put into a raffle, you do themorningstrugglepodcast@gmail.com and we'll just chat it up. And then you have the potential of winning things.
Okay. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us on our little Jesse Ask Ty segment.
Yep.
Email Jesse questions. Her questions
love it.
Are getting weird and she's running out of stuff to ask
weird.
Me about. So ask her, bring up topics you want us to, successful habits that
yes.
you'd like to see us cover.
And then we'll do that in a full segment.
And then crazy questions
mm-hmm.
that you want her to ask me so we can talk about weird things like how many angels there are in the universe. So anyway, but we really do appreciate everybody joining us.
You guys
all
are
amazing. So we don't even say build a better you on this one, right?
But
we
go out and build a better you.
But yeah, thanks for joining the Jesse Ask Ty.